entertainer, and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostradamus. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Larry Adams, Nostradamus, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Listeners of News Talk 660 WORL, I, Lair Adams, have exciting news about the American Adversaries Drive Time cast and pit crew. Not only are we the best in political professional wrestling, but it has now been proven we are the true champions at go-kart racing. Yes, thanks to the wonderful folks at Fun Spot America on iDrive, we successfully proved our prowess at high-speed karting. Executive producer Nostradamus used his precognitive powers to cut off screaming young kids. Johnny Guns gunned the engine and never let off. Engineer Joe Ferraro proved once again, cheating works. Why not? Carl Jackson looked like a lightning bolt as his shiny head could barely keep ahead of his wife Betsy and daughter Taylor. And my co-host was there too. He'll explain why Obama's problems are like the U-turn at the go-kart track. The president and liberals have piled themselves in the corner at breakneck speed, making it easy for conservatives to shoot right by. Right, Christopher Hart?
You got that right, Lair Adams. And once again, folks, welcome to our show. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time and also Supper Time. That's right, folks. It's been come to my attention that a number of our listeners have dinner with us every night. So thank you, folks, for doing that, Grace, and all your
others. We don't ruin their appetite.
Man, you listen to us, folks, and it'll all go down easier. Okay. Welcome again, as I say, to the show. You know the phone number, 407-774-8255. We've got another big show lined up for you today. Our man, Abe Katzman, is going to be calling us from Jerusalem. We'll be talking a little bit of Middle East politics with him tonight. And we also have a very special guest in studio with us this afternoon, folks. And this lady, her name is Daria Monroe, and she is the executive director of something called True Life Choice. Daria, welcome to our show this afternoon.
Thank you. I'm proud to be here.
First of all, if you could just tell our listeners, what is True Life Choice all about? What is this organization?
True Life Choice is here to help individuals in Central Florida make wise decisions in unplanned pregnancies for life. And we've been in Central Florida for 30 years.
Wow. How come nobody's ever heard of you?
When
I say nobody, I mean me.
Well, thank you for having me on. Now people will know.
Okay, and
try to fix that.
Yeah, we'll be talking with Daria all about that. By the way, folks, you do have a website. It's truelifechoice.com. That's truelifechoice.com. And you folks can go there, even as we're talking on the show here tonight, and visit their website. I invite you to do that. Is this a place where there's actually a physical building where people can go if they need your services?
Yes, definitely. We are located on Edgewater Drive next to Edgewater High School. So it's 2992 Edgewater Drive, and that's in College Park. And we invite people to call or drop us an email and come by and take a tour.
Oh, okay. So you encourage people to find out more about your organization by coming right down there and seeing it up for close for themselves.
Yes. There's nothing like seeing what we do. We're so busy.
Okay. Is there a phone number they could call us at?
Absolutely. 407-244-5529.
That's 407-244-5529. 5529. Okay. Let me just ask this before we're going to take a little bit of a short break here in a second. But Do you get all of your business from referrals from doctors or from schools? How do people actually come to your business for your services?
There are many ways people come to us. Word of mouth. They Google abortion, and we'll pop up as an abortion alternative. So we reach out to the abortion-minded to educate them. And another way is I work out on the sidewalks with sidewalk counselors at abortion clinics so that we can, again, educate these young men and women in what really is the most important decision of their life right there.
And how long, you say have you personally been doing this for 30 years? Did you establish this organization?
I wish I had, but no. 30 years ago, there were just two couples that got together after a Right to Life conference, actually. And they were really moved. There was nothing in Central Florida to help people in unplanned pregnancies. So they started, it started as a call line. And now we have, a medical clinic.
Daria, I think you know as well as I do, you were like David against that big giant Planned Parenthood Goliath.
I keep a stone on my desk.
Yeah, and the thing is, what you're doing is very courageous. But we have heard recently, it's horrific, the numbers of in the black community. Mm-hmm. There's like 60% of the black pregnancies end up in aborted.
Yes.
And I just wonder, does your organization try to focus towards this particular population group that this is, that's horrific. I'm sorry. I don't even understand it.
It's very horrific, and I have I've only been with True Life Choice a little over a year, but I've been doing this for 14 years,
mm-hmm.
and I have wanted to get the black community to come alongside me, and I'll actually tell them, I am really upset about what's going on. Abortion clinics are generally built right in black communities,
mm-hmm.
and right on Tampa Avenue, we have Planned Parenthood, and they really do focus on that population. And so we have many of our clients are African-American, but it goes across the board. We see everyone.
All right. Folks, we're going to be going to a break here in a second, and we'll have a lot more from Daria in the second half of the show. But our weekly session with Abe Katzman is coming up next. And when Nostra Dennis joins us toward the end of the show, yeah, we'll tell you about our exploits last night. And all you lightweights, you went home early. Carl and his wife and daughters and I stayed, and we took in some more go-kart driving.
No, yes, if I would have known that, I would have stayed.
Uh-huh.
I had a ball.
And don't forget, folks, starting tomorrow and every Wednesday during the baseball season, we're going to be giving away a Rays Family 4-pack. That's a pack of four tickets once every Wednesday, and we'll be starting that tomorrow. All you'll have to do is listen for the highlight of the week. When you hear the highlight, the Rays highlight, it'll be during one of our commercial breaks. When you hear that highlight, you'll call in, and we'll take your name. You'll have to come in and pick them up, but you'll have a free Family 4-pack of tickets to a Rays game over here at the Trop. And guess what? We're going to toss in an autographed baseball.
Ooh.
Yeah, autographed by the Tampa Rays.
Oh, not by me.
No, not by you. So, folks, don't forget, get your tickets and have a ball. That's right. Literally. And that starts tomorrow.
That was a bad pun.
Don't forget, tomorrow.
Oh, and be sure to listen to that segment where we talk about Fun Spot, where we had such a good time, because they have something coming up.
Very
if you
special.
Have kids or you have grandkids or know anybody who does, you got to tell them about this, because I can't believe
their
it either.
15th birthday celebration.
You want to give it away right now, do you?
Saturday morning. We'll give away the details later on.
How they're going to celebrate is going to be amazing. I can't believe they're doing
Daria,
this.
Daria, have you ever been to Fun Spot?
I have. I love it.
It's great. Great fun. Wait till we tell you what Nostra Dennis did. You won't believe this, folks.
This is Christopher Hart, co-host of the American Adversaries. You know, during the day, I'm a contractor here in Central Florida. That's what I do for work. But what I do on the radio, well, the American Adversaries is my mission. We've got a great audience, and I wanted to take a minute to speak directly to those of you who believe in our mission. We are looking for a select group of category-exclusive sponsors to support this show. There are several different levels of sponsorships, so it can be very affordable, and you'll get great results just like our friend Pasquale from Cafe Positano's. Heck, we'll even name our studio after your business if you want. If you own or run a business in Central Florida and believe in the American Adversaries mission, give me a call to see if you qualify. If you're interested in learning more, my number is 407-435-4613. If I'm on the air when you call, just leave your name and number. I'm Christopher Hart. American Adversaries is my mission. I hope you'll make it part of yours, too.
For 16 years, Cafe Positano has been famous for blending their traditional Italian family recipes with the latest cuisines. They offer affordable fine dining in the banquet room and more casual dining in the main area. From pizza to specialty dishes and tender, juicy prime rib, everything is made fresh daily, even our sauces. And owner Pasquale Barba promises you'll want to return. Located 4 miles west on I-4 on 436. Phone 407-774-8080.
Cafe Positano is true Italian food, e lo prometto.
Ho! Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I took on the Iron Sheik from Iran. I took on Nikolai Volkov from the USSR. I took on Andre the Giant from France. I just want you to know, time for more political mayhem with the American Adversaries. Tough guy, how about a ho!
And away we go. That's right, folks. The American Adversaries. Lair Adams, Christopher Hart live in the studio with you this afternoon. And now it is time for our weekly session with our man in Jerusalem. And that, of course, would be Abe Katzman. Hey, Abe, how you doing over there tonight?
I'm doing okay. Great to be back with you.
Oh, as always, it's great to have you back. We got a couple of topics we want to talk about with you today. But before we get to those, you know, I was watching these hearings, and tell me if this is the way they do things over there in Israel. I was watching these hearings a little bit today with the IRS hearings where they're talking to people who are actually, you know, targeted. And you had this guy McDermott, I think it's Jim McDermott, a Democrat, basically saying
my congressman.
Is it him?
That's
okay.
Where I grew up.
Well, don't vote for him anymore, please. he was basically blaming it on, you know, what do you expect? You know, you apply for these things. What do you expect? The IRS was taking a shortcut. Abe, have you ever heard of a shortcut meaning adding months, if not years, to the process and hundreds, if not thousands of pages of documents to the process? How in the world is that a shortcut?
Oh, well, I think answers like that, suggestions like that, give an indication of just how serious the problems are. If they're flailing around and coming up with excuses like that, this is big, and nobody's buying it. I just that's really my sense. There may be plenty of people who aren't paying much attention to it, but I don't think anybody who's paying attention to it is buying what the administration has to say.
Well, it's almost silly, isn't it?
I think so. I find it, you know,
demeaning.
A certain amount of comic relief to it. But it's, I think that they're, you know, what they talk about in politics, they talk about the rule of holes. When you're in one, stop digging. They keep digging. And if somebody would come clean, they might actually be able to stop the bleeding here. But I think that the Democrats, every time they open their mouths and say something about this, are just losing more and more and more voters. That might just be, you know, those of us, there might just be a lot of wishful thinking on our side, but I think they are getting themselves in big, big trouble by talking like that.
You're absolutely right. I don't think it's wishful thinking. I think it's a proper observation, because what we're seeing here is the same sort of political paranoia, if you will, that drove the Nixon administration to making absurd, you know, statements and decisions. And it's the same sort of mentality. You know, we got to do anything to beat the other side, regardless of, you know, the fairness, if not the legality of it as well. Listen, go ahead.
I think it's even a little bit worse. I think that the Nixon administration at least had some degree of respect for the electorate and respect for their political opponents too. I mean, they might have been doing whatever they could underhanded to defeat them.
Yeah.
But there just seems to be this contempt from the administration and the Democrats defending them.
Yeah.
Contempt for the opposition, contempt for the people. And that's for half the country.
That's exactly what we saw on display today by your congressman.
Congrats. My man.
Your man, McDermott. He'd be the man. Speaking of men, I want to ask you about, is it Romney Hamdallah? Rami Hamdallah?
Yeah.
Please tell us about him, because it's got people over here a little bit shook up, because he's sort of a newcomer, just like the Yesh Atid party. I guess the Palestinians have taken a hint from the Israelis.
Well,
bring our listeners up to date, if you will.
I can tell you about him. I hope you didn't pencil in a lot of time for this segment, because nobody knows much about him yet. He's an academic. He runs one of the universities, and he's never been one to make waves. He's considered a loyal Fatah party member. And he is, it's expected, I mean, from, you know, everybody's talking at first, whenever you hear everybody make the same point, oh, he's widely respected. Really, by whom? Nobody ever heard of this guy. Salam Fayyad was actually respected, was known, had done work with the World Bank. People knew him. How does anybody know who this guy is outside of the Palestinian Authority areas?
Well,
I mean, the Israelis, I'm sure, have a, you know, good thick dossier on him, but I don't know if anybody knows all that much. The expectation is that he is going to be basically a yes man. He will do whatever Abbas wants.
Yeah, he's the new Palestinian prime minister. And, yeah, I think that's why they got rid of Fayyad, is he wasn't as much of a yes man, and now they've got their guy. And so it is not a good sign, at least in the short term, that Romney Hamdallah is the new prime minister, Palestinian prime minister.
When you consider that nobody's been elected there in over 4 years, you know, appointments like that are it's autocratic. There's nothing. It's not like he was elected like this. You know, this guy was elected.
Yeah, it's borderline tyrannical. There was another story that Nostradamus had dug up, and that has to do with a missile defense system that evidently the United States was going to help Israel build in Israel. And what some might think would be a normal business practice, what others might think to be absurd, given the nature of the business, of the building that, or the complex that was going to be built, being a missile defense system, the United States put it out for bids and put out all the information about the building, where it was going to be located, how it was going to be built, how thick the walls were going to be. Is this a story in Israel?
Yes, it is. Israel is not pleased. I think I've said that a couple of times in recent weeks.
Just but about
Israel
every time you come on the show.
Not amused by this.
Yeah.
Look, the Arrow 3 is an anti-ballistic missile system. It's part of there's the Iron Dome for short-range missiles, something called David Sling for medium range, and the Arrow 3 will even take out intercontinental ballistic missiles. This is something that has been tested very successfully. It seems that Israel is pretty much on the verge of being ready to deploy this. And part of the military, I believe that this is a result of the military aid that Israel gets from the United States is overwhelmingly used to purchase things in the United States. It's to purchase American arms. It's to purchase American defense supplies. I'm not certain that this is in the same category, but America basically was going to pay for the creation of the housing, the silos, the base, whatever, to house this Arrow 3 system. Now, on the one hand, they have to put out, they've got to put out specifications for construction companies to bid. But what is surprising is how public it was. It wasn't just that they would show these specifications on an as needed basis to the different construction companies that might be able to do something with them.
But they also.
I don't think we know. I don't think we know whether this is a screw-up, whether this is something, another case where the administration has sandbagged Israel's confidential information. I think the reason people hear, if this were an isolated incident, it might be one thing. But you remember America also talked about Stuxnet.
Yep.
Before, you know, I mean, what was that? All you did was stop its effectiveness. At some point, Israel, America mentioned, the administration mentioned that Israel was working to set up a base in Azerbaijan, perhaps as a forward base to attack Iran. Well, that sounded like a pretty good idea until America spilled the beans. Even a couple of weeks ago when Israel, now I guess it's official, when Israel bombed the Syrian, whether it was the chemical weapons depot or missile base, whatever it was exactly that Israel hit there, Israel had, you know, wouldn't confirm or deny it. And America came out and said, yeah, it was Israel. And that complicates things.
Yeah, not only that, but this Arrow 3 system, I believe that they also revealed the location. And if I'm not mistaken, this was sort of like an Area 51 for Israel, where everybody kind of knew it was going to be there, but didn't know, you know, there was no official recognition of where it was going to actually be located.
What do you call it, plausible deniability?
And so,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to tell them where it's at, how it's built. You know, what more do you want if you're going to try to attack a place and destroy it?
Right. You know exactly how much firepower you're going to need.
Yeah. One more subject, Abe, before we let you go. Turkey.
Sure.
Turkey's coming apart over there. Now, the new Turkish prime minister, he's been the prime minister for about 10 years, but he wants to rewrite the Constitution, I think, and do what Putin did and get himself another 10-year term. He is mm-hmm. pro-business, but he's also very much pro-Islam, if you will. Is Israel real concerned about what's going on in Turkey, in particular because Turkey funnels weaponry into Syria?
Well, Israel always gets nervous when there's instability because they don't know what's going to come from it. But Turkey is not the same ally that they were some time back. 10 years ago, before the Islamists came to power, the military used to have a kind of veto power over the government. And if they didn't like the government, they would remove them. The military was ardently...
Abe, can you come back to after the break and finish that?
Of course.
Finish that, and then we're going to let you go for the night. But we have to come up
okay.
on this hard break. Folks, we're the American Adversaries. We're talking with Abe Katzman from Jerusalem, Larry Adams, Christopher Hart. We'll be right back.
For 16 years, Cafe Positano has been famous for blending their traditional Italian family recipes with the latest cuisines. They offer affordable fine dining in the banquet room and more casual dining in the main area. From pizza to specialty dishes and tender, juicy prime rib, everything is made fresh daily, even our sauces. And owner Pasquale Barba promises you'll want to return. Located 4 miles west on I-4 on 436, phone 407-774-8080.
Cafe Positano is true Italian food, e lo prometto.
Yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, it's me. DDP. Diamond Dallas Page. The king of bada bing. The master of the diamond cutter. The three-time world champion. And you're listening to the American Adversary Drive Time. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
That's old DDP. Okay, folks, welcome back to the American Adversaries. And we are going to our champion, our tag team champion partner, Abe Katzman in Israel. Abe, you were making a point about the situation in Turkey. And folks, if you hadn't heard, there's rioting going on in Turkey. There's, if you will, a Turkish spring, I guess you might say, going on. Anyway, Abe, you were in the middle of making your point.
Yeah, I was saying that to some degree there's always a little bit of fear when instability arises. At least stability is predictable here. On the other hand, it's encouraging because it may be a Turkish spring, but unlike the Arab spring, this time it's a rebellion against the Islamists.
Right.
Erdogan is an Islamist. He's been purging the military, which was always the institution that upheld the secular nature of Turkey. He's purged intellectuals and journalists. I mean, it's pretty ugly. And this is a rebellion against that. We'll see if there's enough. I don't know if there's enough energy to actually overthrow the government, but it is interesting. And one side or the other in this case is probably going to end up very strong at the end of the day.
And I think this portends what is probably going to happen in France and Britain and other European nations as well, as they deal with this growing Islamist influence, if you will. And because they're going to eventually realize, like these people in Turkey, that, hey, if we go down that road, it means we got to give up our freedom. It means we got to give up a whole lot of things that we don't want to give up. And so I think that Turkey is going to bear some watching because of exactly what you said. This is a rebellion against the Arab Spring. Good point there, Abe.
Yeah, the only difference I'd say is that in Turkey, they are the Islamists are the government. This is a rebellion against actual power. In the other countries, fortunately, the Islamists haven't taken power yet, however much influence they may have.
I think the key word that you just said was yet. Okay, thank you so much, Abe. We really appreciate you so very much, and we'll look forward to talking with you next week.
Great. Okay. We'll
get a good night's sleep, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And once again, folks, that's Abe Katzman, who calls in on our show weekly from Jerusalem, so we can talk about things like we just talked about with the man. And if you happen to miss that interview or any one of our shows now, you can go to Podbean, B-E-A-N, like Bean Pole, and you can find us at American Adversaries, or go to iTunes and find us on American Adversaries. Okay, folks, we still have a guest in studio with us this afternoon, and we began talking with her in the first segment of the show, and now we're going to refocus on her and what she's doing here locally. And I'm talking about Daria Monroe, who is with us tonight from True Life Choice. And you say that there is a clinic over on Edgewater Drive. Does it have a sign out front, True Life Choice?
No, it doesn't.
Hold on just a second. Go ahead.
Okay. No, it doesn't have a sign. We do have a large white banner overhead that says free pregnancy tests. And
seen that.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Come in. Visit us.
Hey, I can't get pregnant.
He's been fixed. We made sure.
No, but we love to show off what we have there. I mean, we have an ultrasound machine, and we provide free pregnancy tests, free ultrasounds, counseling, parenting classes, prenatal classes. And we try to get the young people that come in to turn their lives around so that this is not, there's a cycle that's going on out there, and we see it so clearly at the pregnancy center.
Do you take advantage of Lamaze also?
If there are Lamaze instructors, we will take them toward there. So we give them resources and referrals.
Mm-hmm. Let me back up just a second. You mentioned young people. Is there any age limit? Do you help any woman who feels like she's pregnant or would like to have a pregnancy test?
We help anyone. We've had girls as young as 12 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And women, immature women in their 50s.
Can I ask you a question? Does a 12-year-old child need to get permission for you to test them?
They can come in and get a free pregnancy test. The way that we work, we try to be, if they are, first of all, we try to determine if there's any type of abuse going on.
Gotcha.
We're mandatory reporters. So if there's some type of, whether it be statutory rape or incest or anything like that, we're right on the ball to watch for that. But we try to educate them and make, and if they're not in an abusive situation with parents, mm-hmm. we share that their parents are their best sources. And so a lot of times we'll act as that mediator. If the child or young person is afraid to speak to mom or dad, we offer up. We say, so we try to encourage. We do not try to separate the family.
And see, it's interesting. Planned Parenthood is going to do the exact opposite. They're going to mm-hmm. say, look, young lady, the best thing for you to do is come right over here in this room, right over here. We don't have to tell your parents. We'll take care of this. It won't cost you a dime.
And probably not worry about how she got that way.
Not at all.
Right. And let me ask you this. Once again, what's your website?
It's www.truelifechoice.com. And that's for those who would maybe want to partner with us or find out about us. We have a client website, too, that's a different site that focuses on those who are maybe looking for an abortion and need to be educated.
And can they find that at this website?
They can, or they can go to TLCWomensCenter.org.
That's it, TLCWomensCenter.org. How much does it cost?
For
a woman to come in and get a pregnancy test or to prevail upon your services?
We never charge a penny. And one thing in addition, you talked about Planned Parenthood, whereas we as taxpayers pay for Planned Parenthood, who is the largest abortion provider.
In the country.
In the country and in the world.
Oh.
We, as a crisis pregnancy center, never charge a penny, but True Life Choice has made a decision not to accept government funding. So we solely, we're a nonprofit, 501c3, but we've turned away government dollars because there are restrictions if you receive.
Now, see, you were smart. See, you started 30 years ago, so you didn't have to go through all this IRS targeting business over the past couple of years.
I think you
became a 501c3 a long time
yes.
ago. Right. Are you part of a national organization, or is this only local?
We are local, but we are like umbrellaed under some other higher authorities, so to speak, just to make sure that we are above reproach in any area. One is CareNet, which is an international covering for pregnancy centers. And another is, it's NIFLA, it's National Institute of Family and Life Associates, and they give us guidance legally and medically. And it's really important because we get plants that will call or come in, and they're trying to discredit us to get us shut down.
Well, I was going to ask you, have you ever been picketed?
We've not been picketed, but we have had people come in and try to see if they could trip us up to say mm-hmm. something wrong. And the one thing that we do is we don't deceive. I shared that we reach out to the abortion-minded, but when they call, if they say how much is an abortion, we'll immediately say we do not perform, nor do we refer. We will educate you so you make a wise choice.
Now, you are, however, I made a joke about the IRS and you forming 30 years ago. However, you are actually under attack by Congress. If
yes.
you will. And
yes.
can you tell our listeners what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. Right now, today, we were notified that there are a couple bills, actually Carolyn Maloney, Democrat of New York, sponsored this one or introduced it. And then another one, Senator Robert Menendez.
Menendez, our old buddy, Bobby Menendez. Yep.
And what they're
From
trying
New
to
York.
Do, it's really funny.
New
People
Jersey.
Are probably familiar with Gosnell up in Pennsylvania and all the horrors.
The butcher.
Right, and we have that here in Orlando and anywhere that there are abortion clinics. But what these bills are trying to do is they're saying that the pregnancy centers and medical pregnancy centers, which we are deceiving the individuals coming to them. So instead of going after the ones who are butchering and maiming and killing,
how is offering an alternative deceiving anyone?
Yeah, what do they mean by that?
Well,
it's hard to explain.
It's
I know.
It's hard to explain. And they're going against our rights.
When it's coming from the same crowd that says a shortcut is mm-hmm. adding years and thousands of pages of documents to a process, how can you explain it? Nonetheless, they are doing the bidding of Planned Parenthood.
Right.
They're trying to put you out of business, so Planned Parenthood's the only game in town.
And sadly, Planned Parenthood has the big bucks. And whoever has
yes.
the big bucks, I mean.
Oh, yeah. It's that vicious cycle mm-hmm. where the politicians give the money to them and they give it back to the politicians.
Exactly.
Only it's never their money. It's always our money that they're passing between themselves.
That's right.
And padding their own pockets. And once again, your website, if people want to find out more about this.
TrueLifeChoice.com.
That's TrueLifeChoice.com. Let me ask you this. Do you provide adoption services?
We do not provide. We give referrals. We actually interview and make sure the adoption agencies are legit, that they care for the birth mom. And the reason we used to be combining both the pregnancy care and adoption, the reason we separated that is we want the young women to know we care about them and we're not trying to just profit from babies.
Daria, let me ask you this. Is this in any way a faith-based organization?
It is. We share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And you do that in your counseling?
We do. And we do that very openly. That's part of our mission statement. And one thing that we do, I mean, we minister to couples that are Muslim, atheist, you name it. We have them all come in. But we offer that opportunity. And if they say, no, we don't want to hear about it, we still go on to provide care for those people.
Perfect.
So they don't, if they choose not to take advantage of the faith-based portion, they don't have to.
Right, exactly.
Let me ask you this. Lair mentioned adoption a second ago before we go on. Ask her the question you asked during the break.
Apparently you set me straight. I was under the misinformation that, and a lot of people are, that black babies can't be adopted out. And there was that excuse used by Planned Parenthood and other people in the black community about, oh, well, we can't, you know, nobody wants to adopt black children. And I wondered, is that true? Or is that just totally fictitious?
It's totally fictitious. We have people that there are lines of people in these profiles from adoption agencies that they do not care at all. We even have one that found out it was a Downs baby. And the family said, we have a heart for Downs children. So there's no limitations. There are people that would take love, raise those children instead of their lives and their destinies being wiped out.
And so through your organization, all the health care for that mother is paid for? How does that work?
Well, what we do is we provide the free pregnancy test, free ultrasound, and then we get them in. We show them how to get to the different resources. If they come in and say financially we can't do it.
Adoption agency would provide that.
Exactly.
I got you. What is your success rate? In other words, how many of the women who come to see you actually prevail upon your services?
Well, the women who come to see us, as far as getting free ultrasounds and free pregnancy tests, they come in for those services.
Okay.
Now, what we've seen is because we reach out to those who do not know, and they're just going, they're believing the media and going down for abortion. So we reach out to them to educate them. And in that special area, we see once they see their ultrasound in our center, we're seeing over 90% that were going for abortion choose life.
That makes me want to ask this question. Do people come in to your office looking to get an abortion from you? Do they think sometimes that you're an abortion clinic?
They do. Yes, they do.
And that's actually an opportunity for you, though, right?
That is, because to us, and we're very honest, but we tell them we would like to sit down and educate you, and we will take them through however long they are, how far they are along, what procedure is going to be used.
Hence not having the big sign.
That's right.
I understand now.
Yes.
And that's a very wise decision now that I think of it.
Yes. And on our door, we have our clinic side is Choices Women's Clinic. And that's...
So you're not trying to be deceptive.
Right.
I mean, just a lot of people think, oh, it's a women's clinic. Obviously, they got to do abortions in there or something like that.
And they may be on the fence. They may be going somewhere. They know if they go to Planned Parenthood, they're going to be pushed into getting an abortion. And they may be going to you saying, well, at least maybe they'll tell me I'm pregnant, whether I am or not, and then I can decide without the hassle.
That's right. You know, a lot of these people, they're frightened. These young people are just frightened. They do not know what to do. They don't have the support most often that they're going to find in a pregnancy center. And we make our place safe, comfortable, non-judgmental, that they can come in, and we are going to educate them. They're going to leave their understanding. If they still go down to that abortion clinic, it's not because they didn't know.
Where do you get your funding?
We get our funding solely through individuals, donors. Some of the churches use us as a mission, local
mm-hmm.
mission.
Sure.
But then individuals who believe in what we're doing, and they will support us. We have two main fundraisers a year. One is a banquet in September, and the other is a walk for life around Lake Eola in March. Other than that, I'm out there trying to meet people, trying to get on programs like yours, and get before audiences, groups, where I can share what we do.
Well, Daria, one of the things I keep hearing so much with the pro-abortion crowd is that they don't understand that this, from the very second that the sperm and egg come together, this is a unique individual that has never existed before in history and never will exist again. And I think so many people forget, or they kind of slide over that important fact that there is this uniqueness. It could be the Einstein. It could be the Christ. Granted, it could be Genghis Khan. But the uniqueness of every one of these situations.
Absolutely. at least 18 to 21 days after conception. The young woman typically doesn't even know she's pregnant yet. Baby's heart is already beating. And these are the things that we try to educate them. The development of the baby, that first 12 weeks, there's rapid development.
Sure.
And the organs are in place. And this is when Planned Parenthood and other abortion clinics that are out there pressure, and I do mean pressure, these individuals, do it now. It's early. You can get it done. It's easier. It's never easy.
And once again, folks, if you would like to help out Daria Monroe, go to truelifechoice.com. That's truelifechoice.com. If you know someone who might need their services, what's the other website?
TLCWomenCenter.org.
TLC, that's like Tender Loving Care.
Yes.
TLCWomenCenter.org. And I'm sorry we missed your March event, but certainly we'd like to help you out in your banquet coming up. Can people go to this banquet? Do you buy tickets?
Definitely.
So yes. You would like both buy tickets, and this helps your organization out. Where's the banquet going to be held at?
Wycliffe, Bible Translators, out in the Lake Nona area.
Oh, yeah.
But I just want people to know my phone number, too, because I truly...
Sure.
Ask them to come in. Get in touch with us. Come see what we do. Check us out. See that we're legit. And that's 407-244-5529.
That's 407-244-5529. And we'll put that up on our Facebook site also, folks. And we'll also link up to you on our website as well. It's at theamericanadversariesradio.com.
Thank you.
And we just have a minute or so left. Is there anything else that you would just like to say to our audience before we go out of this segment?
I would, yes. First of all, I want to share that by the age of 45, 43% of all women have had at least one abortion in our country.
Wow.
That's the same in the church as it is out there in the world. And so I just want to say we, too, do a support group to walk them through this grieving and on to healing. And so the listeners may have, somebody out there may have had an abortion and may be hurting privately, you know, with whatever it may be. They're welcome to call. There is forgiveness. There is healing. And
what about a woman or a girl who's had an abortion and has lingering pain and effects, physical pain and effects after the abortion? Can they come to you for some sort of guidance in that area?
We'll definitely get them into the right hands, and that happens an awful lot. We have heard a lot of the maiming and actual deaths of young women from abortion.
And accidental sterilization.
Exactly. That's pretty common.
And once again, your phone number?
407-244-5529.
Okay, folks, and go to TLCWomenCenter.org if you need to set up an appointment there, or if you'd like to help them out, go to TrueLifeChoice.com. It's up to us, folks, to help out people like Daria Monroe and their organization over there. Daria, we'll stick with us, stay with us through this break. Folks, we'll be right back.
From Vacation Travel Planners, bringing you the travel deals of the week. Like Holland America is offering double onboard credit on their European sailings. Rates starting as low as $5.99 per person. How about an Alaska cruise? For 7 nights, starting as low as $3.49 per person. Book one of NCL's newest ships, the Breakaway or the Getaway, and receive a $50 onboard credit. Royal Caribbean has several specials going on, like free upgrades or onboard credit, and the new Quantum of the Seas is available for booking on June 4th. Unless you're a Crown and Anchor member, then you can book now. What's your cruisitude? Now through June 18th, visit our website or Facebook page to be entered to win $1,000 toward a future vacation. Just tell us where you'd like to go. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
For 16 years, Cafe Positano has been famous for blending their traditional Italian family recipes with the latest cuisines. They offer affordable fine dining in the banquet room and more casual dining in the main area. From pizza to specialty dishes and tender, juicy prime rib, everything is made fresh daily, even our sauces. And owner Pasquale Barba promises you'll want to return. Located 4 miles west on I-4 on 436. Phone 407-774-8080.
Cafe Positano is true Italian food, e lo prometto.
Back from the dressing room to re-stretch their tights, here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversary.
That's right, folks. Earlier in the show, on the intro of the show, I talked about the great time we had last night at Fun Spot America off of I-Drive. And I got to tell you, besides all the rides, and we'll talk about one of the crazy rides some of our people here did, Chris and I fell in love with the go-karts. They had three different go-kart tracks running now. They have a fourth that'll be open relatively soon. Four different go-kart tracks, and these things scream!
That's right, folks. This is their 15th year anniversary. They're going to be celebrating Saturday morning. You can go out Saturday morning. The celebration is going to be between 8:30 and noon. And you'll be able to buy $15 tickets. Get it? 15 years, $15. You'll be able to buy a $15 all-day pass for that day armband.
No.
Then you can also buy...
It gets better.
Yeah, tell them.
It gets better. Folks, you go there. I'm telling you, tell your kids, if you have grandkids, anybody, you got to do this right now this Saturday. You go there and you buy your $15 ticket or armband.
For the day.
And it's normally $40. And Chris, at $40 is the cheapest place
it's
in town.
Decent deal, but tell them, hurry up.
All right. Anyway, you pay your $15 and you get in for $15 instead of $40 the entire day. However, you also bring that back with you every time you go back till the end of the year, the end of 2013. You get in for $15 each time,
and you can
nearly
buy
a third,
and you can buy more of these for family members. So
I'm going to.
There you go, and they're going to have a special ribbon cutting ceremony, and our good friend Dan Webster is going to be there. Buddy Dyer is going to be there. It won't be so bad. Anyway,
Dan will balance it.
They're going to help with the ribbon cutting. Now, here's how they're going to do the ribbon cutting. Daria, have you ever done this out there where you do this they call it the sky coaster. What they do, and Nostradamus did this last night with our promotions director here, Joe Ferrero. They hook you up in this harness thing and they hang you horizontally, right? And then they pull you up basically kind of like by your feet.
250 feet
up in the air.
Oh my goodness.
And then you pull this ripcord and you go swinging back and forth, right? Like that's how they're going to do the ribbon cutting. The owner, the man who founded the place.
Dan Webster's not going to do this, is he?
No, they're going to be on the ground watching like I was and like you were. The owner and his son are actually going to do it. They're going to be the ones who do the ribbon cutting by doing the Sky Coaster thing. It's a fascinating place. It's a whole lot of fun, folks. They got an arcade. They just expanded tremendously. They're going to expand with a water park. So it's a great place to have fun. This Saturday morning is where you're going to want to be.
And you have to do it this Saturday morning. You can't get this deal any other time.
That's right. But for the next 15 days, they will be giving away 500 prizes per day for their celebration.
Wow.
So
excuse
me, not the next. It's 1,500 prizes. Okay, so it's the next 3 days. I'll get clear on that by tomorrow. Anyway, folks, don't forget, tomorrow we're going to give away our first pair of tickets. Daria, what did you like about Fun Spot the most?
I think the go-karts.
They are
the best.
A blast.
They are.
They really are. They're a lot of fun.
We'll go. I challenge you, young lady.
Okay. You're on.
Folks, we are the American Adversaries here Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 o'clock. Have a great evening, right, Chris?
That's right, folks. And don't forget, Fun Spot, Saturday morning. We'll see you later. Night, everybody.